And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 19th of March, 2017. 1842, on this day, a play by Balzac opened at the Odeon Theater in Paris, La Ressource de Quinola, the story of an inventor during the Spanish Inquisition. Balzac was a prolific writer, drank 50 cups of coffee each day, which he said was like sparks shooting all the way up to the brain. To promote his play, he tried a publicity stunt. He started a rumor that tickets were completely sold out, assuming then that people would turn out to see what all the excitement was about. Instead, people assumed they couldn't get tickets, and nobody came. It's the birthday of Philip Roth, born in Newark, 1933, his parents both children of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. Majored in English, taught English, went off to Chicago, to the University of Chicago, became friends with Saul Bellow. And when he was 26 years old, he published his first book, a novella and short stories entitled Goodbye Columbus. And it made his reputation and won the National Book Award. And then 10 years later, 1969, he published Portnoy's Complaint, a monologue delivered by Alexander Portnoy to his analyst. It got rave reviews. It was controversial because of the sexual content, and it was the best-selling book of 1969. It's the birthday of Gogol, Nikolai Vasilievich Gogol, born in Great Shorshinsky, Ukraine in 1809. His father owned a vodka distillery and had more than 300 serfs. And young Nikolai, after graduating from school, went off to St. Petersburg, ready to take on the world. He tried acting, then he tried writing poetry, and then prose, short stories. And his first book, Evenings on a Farm Near Dikonka, was a big success in 1831. And a few years later, he produced a comic play, The Government Inspector, which was an even bigger hit. His most famous stories include The Nose, about a nose that takes off on its own, dressed up in uniform, acting like a human being, and The Overcoat. Gogol became a religious fanatic, the follower of an Orthodox priest who convinced him that all art was sinful. He fasted so severely that he destroyed his health, and he died at the age of 43. And it's the birthday of the man who translated the Kama Sutra and the Arabian Nights into English, Richard Burton, born in Torquay, England, 1821. A man who learned French, Italian, and Latin as a young man, and later Arabic, Hindu, and Persian. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Susanna. Nobody in the hospital could tell the age of the old woman who was called Susanna. I knew she spoke some English and that she was an immigrant out of a little country trampled by armies. Because she had no visitors, I would stop by to see her, but she was always sleeping. All I could do was to get out her comb and carefully untangle the tangles in her hair. One day, I was beside her when she woke up, opening small dark eyes of a surprising clearness. She looked at me and said, "You want to know the truth?" I answered, "Yes." She said, "It's something that my mother told me. There's not a single inch of our whole body that the Lord does not love." She then went back to sleep. Susanna, a poem by Ann Porter, from Living Things, published by Zoland Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.